We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Simone Behema V'Chaya Tohera, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chof Hey. Again, we're on the topic that we're on is the concept of Kisui Hadam, that when you shecht certain animals, you're required to cover the blood with offer. And Rav Nosson Zal went off on a tangent to explain with unbelievable depth this concept of offer, dirt, what it's all about and its origin and everything. And Rav Nosson Zal slowly is going to bring us back to the topic of the offer that's used for Kisui Hadam. But we're still going to have a few pages of very, very special, deep insights about Yiddishkeit. V'zeh b'chinas offer shehu ha-hascholo shel kol advorim v'hasoif v'hatachlis shel kol advorim. Offer is the beginning of everything, like we just said a few days ago on Rosh Hashanah. Odom yesoidoi me'ofor. Man's foundation is from offer. We begin from offer. V'soifoi le'ofor. And the end is offer. Ki akoil hoyom en offer, v'akoil shovel offer kanal. Everything starts from dirt and returns to dirt. U'mishom shoyresh achizas ha-sheker. And that's also the place where the sheker draws, it connects to. That's the source to which sheker connects to. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'nochosh ofor lachmoy, that the snake eats dirt. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, v'ofor toichal kol yemei chayecho. Hashem cursed the snake that it's going to eat dirt. V'shom hachno'osoi ubituloi. And that's also the place from which we're machnia and mevatel, the nochosh, the sheker. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, emes me'eretz titzmoch. That emes also comes from the dirt, from me'eretz, from the offer. Me'eretz daiko. Ki ikra chizas ha-sheker mebechinas offer, machmash sheshom ha-koil echod. As we learned earlier, the main reason why sheker is associated with offer is because over there, in its origin, everything is really one. Shemizeh nishtal shel achizas ha-sheker la'afoich ha-dvorim mibdil l'chesef u'yetzabzeh. That's what makes it possible for there to be sheker in the world, that a person should say about lead that it's silver or vice versa. Because of the fact that in their origin there is no difference, everything is all one. But this is also what helps us to be mevatel and machnia the sheker. When we get to the shoyrish of emes, that helps us do away with sheker. Ki ikra hachnoa subit la sheker, shehubli keitzu mispar, hualidei shoyre shoemes, sheshom hu gamkein lamala mea mispar, machma sheshom hakoil echod. We had learned earlier that there were two levels. There was a finite level and an infinite level. There was a finite sheker, and there was an infinite sheker in a sense. And we spoke about a finite emes and an infinite emes. Rav Nosson Zal says here that in order to be mevatel the sheker that's bli keitzu mispar, which is, for example, one example of that was this golus that we're in now. We said the earlier golios were 70 years, you know, very finite number. The golus that we're in now is schlepping and schlepping, and there's no end in sight. We don't know when it's going to come to an end. So Rav Nosson Zal says, in order to be mevatel, the sheker, which is b'li keitzu mispar, it's done through the shoyresh ho'emes, where there also it's above the concept of numbers. Ki mi shemistakel al hashoyresh v'hatachlis, shehu etzem ho'emes, shehu haboyre yisborach, shebora kol hadvorim yesh me'ayin. Because a person who looks at the source, the root of everything, which is the ultimate emes, which is Hashem, who created everything, yesh me'ayin. Ve'elov heim shovim lo leches lachzor li koloboy b'soifom beis chidishon. And everything in existence will all return to Hashem and plug into Hashem in the end, when there'll be Chiddush Olam, when the world will be renewed. Umi shemistakel al zeh, and therefore a person who studies this, bevadai ein l'shum sheker achizaboy. The sheker can't attach itself to such a person, to a person who's focusing on Hashem. And such a person will be able to return to the emes and to kedusha and to Hashem from any kind of ra and tuma, because no matter where that person is, he knows and he believes that everything is from Hashem. V'Hashem Yisborach nimtza b'chol mokim tamid, and Hashem is found everywhere, all the time. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, im esak shamayim shamato v'atzia shol hineko. Whether I go to the highest places, you're there, Hashem, with me. And if I fall to the lowest place, to Sheol, mamish, the lowest of the low, hineko, you're right there, Hashem. Eso kanfei shochar eshkano. The pasuk continues there. Gam shom yodcho tancheni. Wherever I am, Hashem, your hand will lead me. Vo'oimar achoshech yishufeni. Gam choshech lo yam shiach shemimcho. And even if I'm in the worst kind of darkness, by Hashem there's no darkness. Hashem doesn't need no lights. Hashem is light. So as long as I'm holding on to Hashem, there's no darkness. There's nothing to fear. And therefore a person who has this emuna strong constantly, for such a person, there is no darkness or falsehood or evil or tuma in the world that can pull that person away from Hashem, away from the Torah, away from tzaddikim, shem kulay chad, which are all one. Hashem, the tzaddikim, and the Torah, they are the etzem ho'emes, they are the essence of truth, shehu echot, which is oneness. V'chol ma shemar behabaldovar b'shkoro v'ramu oisav l'archikoy me'emes, and the more that the Yetzirah tries to fight that person and to pull him away from emes, yiskare velo emes yoisev oisar alidei zedaika, the person becomes even stronger in wanting to come more closer to the emes, in fighting to get closer to Hashem, closer to the tzaddik. Bebechinas yerida tachlis aliyah. From the yerida, the person converts it into an aliyah. He uses the yerida like a person jumping down on a diving board. He goes down 8 inches in order to go up 8 feet. Such a person will use the Yerida to bring him even closer to Hashem and closer to Torah. Ukamesh Kosuv, and as the Pasuk says in Megillah Esther, Im mizera ha-Yehudi Mordechai asher hachiloisa linpoilofonov, loisuchaloi. That Haman's friends said to him, if this Mordechai, who you're starting to fall for him, if he's Mizera HaYehudim, forget it. You're never going to defeat him. Vromer Rabbi Senezal, the Gemara says in Megillah, Shehim Meshulim LeOfar UleKoychavim. These Jews are compared to dirt, to Ofar, and to stars. Kishem Yordim, when they go down, they go all the way down. They go down to Ofar. Yordim Ad Ofar. Ukishem Oilim, but when they go up, Oilim Ad HaKoychavim, they go up to the stars. V'ato manim letzu lecheich divreim hanifloim. And Rav Nosson says, look now how beautiful are the words of the Chachomim. Ki ho boho talya. Because these two are dependent on each other. Ki daiko machmas shem yordim oid ad ofor. It's because a yid experiences yeridas and he goes down, way down to the ofor. Al yidei zeh daiko heim oilim oid ad l'rokiyah. That serves as a springboard to help the Yidden shoot up, all the way up to the Rokia, to the Koychovim. Ki ha-sheker, shubchinas homon, zu amas anochosh, mizgaber keneged Yisroel, umevalvolom bishkorov, unecholov armi musov, ad shemachtiom, umashpilom ad ofor. Because the sheker, which is homon, which is the snake, it does battle against the Yidden, and it confuses them with its with their lies and with their tricks, to the point where it gets the Yidden to commit sins and to go down to lowest levels, to offer. But because of the fact that the Jews' roots are in the highest place of Kedusha, and as a result of the fact that in every single generation there are great tzaddikim, these tzaddikim and the source and the roots of our holy roots shine into us the light of emes even when we're in the worst yirida. So that as a result of going down to offer, that's what helps us jump up till the Shemayim. Because offer is the shoyrish of sheker. The nochosh, offer lachmoy. The hu bituloi. And that's also the beetle of the sheker. It's the shoyrish of the sheker, and it's the beetle of the sheker. Al yidei kedushas hatzadikim amitim b'chinas Mordechai, as a result of the greatness of the tzadikim like Mordechai tzadik, sheyoidim legalois ho'emes betachlis hayirid ad ofer, who know how to show Klal Yisrael the emes even when we're in the lowest levels. Ki mehapchin hayirido l'aliyah gedoyla, because they convert, they change around, they turn the Yerida into a major aliyah. Shedaika al-yidei b'chinas ofer, sheshama kol echot, sh'al-yidei zeh izgabra sheker kanal, so that as a result of being in the offer, which is where everything there is one, which is what makes it possible for sheker to have a place, al-yidei zeh daiko yenichna v'noifil ha-sheker, that will eventually lead to the destruction and the elimination of the sheker, Al yedei his gabrus so emes shemeirim biYisrael, through the elevation of the emes which these tzaddikim shine into Klal Yisrael, sheistaklu b'chol dover al etzem shoyrish emes, they teach us that when we look at every single thing, we should look at the roots of the thing, the roots in emes. Shibchinas ofor sheshama kol echod shaydei ze noifel hasheker v'nimcha v'nisbatel min olam. That's what leads to the downfall of the sheker and the elimination of it. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, what Bilam Harosha said. Reishis goyim Amolek. Amolek is the leader, the king of all the nations of the world. Va'achrisoi adei oivei. And his end will be total destruction, total wipeout. Ki Amolek shehu zuamas hanochosh etzem hasheker yoinek bebechinas reishis sheshama kol echot. This Amolek, this Sitrachra, this Klipa, where does he draw from? He draws from the reishis, from the beginning, which is the offer, where there everything is one. That's what makes it possible for the sheker to say about tin that it's gold, you know, because in its shoyrish it's all one. But it's through this specifically that his end will be total destruction. Because this is what will eventually lead to his mapolo. Paragraph Chavov, Vize Sheomar Bilam, Mi Mono Afar Yaakov, Umispar Es Roiva Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, Afar Yaakov Daiko. Look what Bilam focused on. Who can count? Who can evaluate the dirt of Klal Yisrael? Ki Yaakov Hu Bechinas Afar Yaakov Daiko. Ki Yaakov Hu Bechinas Emes. Look how it associates the offer with Yaakov. Because Yaakov is the tzaddik who's associated with Emes. Kama Shekosov Titein Emes Li Yaakov. Vezehu Mi Mono Afar Yaakov. Ki Ho Offer Kishu Bechinas Yaakov. Shema Oirin Shoyresh Hu Emes. Sheshama Koil Echo Bechinas Offer Kanal. Oz Iker Hachnoas HaSheker Hu Alidei Zeh Daiko. Because this offer, which is Bechinas Yaakov, when we activate the root of Emes, where over there everything is one, Bechinas Offer, that's what enables us to bring about the downfall of the Sheker. וזהו בחינס מי מונו אפר יעקב. Who can count the dirt of Yaakov? Rav Nosson says, mi mono daiko, ki I efshir limnois hakedusho v'amitzvois, shem b'chinas emes, hamizgalim alidei b'chinas afar Yaakov kanal. It's impossible to count, to put a number on the holiness and the mitzvois, which are all b'chinas emes, which are revealed through this afar Yaakov. Kemo yishador shurazal, as it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, al mikro zan this posuk, mi mono afar, Ein cheshboin b'mitzvois she'mekayim b'ofor. There's no number, there's no count to the mitzvahs that Jews fulfill with ofor. Kama shepirush Rashi shom, and as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in Parshas Bolok. Now Rav Nosson says, v'lechoyre koshe, there seems to be a problem, a question here. Lomo tofas dafkos hamitzvois hatluyos b'ofor. Why did Bilam latch on to the mitzvahs that are associated with Ofor? Halo yesh harbe mitzvahs yoyser hatluyim bebehemois v'chayois utzmochem v'shardvorim. There are much more mitzvahs that are associated with animals or plants. Karbonos, all kinds of stuff. Why did Bilam choose to say, me, Mona, who can count the number of mitzvahs that you didn't do with Ofor? Why? Achal pi hanal mavur heitev. But based on what we just explained, you'll understand very well. Ki kol ha-Torah va-mitzvois he-mechinas emes. The Torah and all of its mitzvois are referred to as emes. Kama shekosuv, Torah's emes. V'chulam heim tluyim be-mechinas afar Yaakov. Shu be-mechinas etzem shoyrash emes. And all of them are connected to afar Yaakov, who is emes. Titein emes li-Yaakov. Shehu b'chinas etzem shoyresh emes, he is the source of emes. Sheshom daiko nichna sheker, it's from there that we bring about the mapol of the sheker. V'zehu mi mono, who can count? Ki hu machnia hasheker, shu b'chinas v'chisoroin lo yucha lihimonois. Because it's the emes that's machnia the sheker, which is referred to as a loss, a deficiency that cannot be made up. There's a pasuk meuvas lo yuchal liskoin vechisoroin lo yuchal lehimonois. Famous pasuk. Ki ein minyan vekitzva la sheker, because there's no count, there's no limit to the sheker. Aval aydei b'chinas afar Yaakov shu etzem shleir shu emes, but through the afar Yaakov. Yaakov, who represents the Shoyrish of Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov, Bechinas Lamala Me'amispor, also above the numbers, Aideze Machmien Hasheker, She'ein Loi Minyan. That's what gives us the power to defeat even the Sheker that's also has no count, that's infinite in a sense. Shu Bechinas Lamato Me'amispor, it's below the numbering system. Interesting. It's brought that the word emes is bigematria 9. Aleph is 1. Mem is 40. You drop the 0. And mispar koton, mem is 4. And tof is 400. So you drop the 0. So you drop the 2 zeros. So it's 1 plus 4 plus 4, which is 9. The number 9 is a number that never changes. No matter how many times, no matter how many multiples of 9 you make, it's always 9. 9 times 2 is 18, 1 plus 8 is 9. 9 times 3 is 27, 2 and 7 is 9. And it goes on, 9 is a number that's unwavering, unchanging, like the emes, which never changes. It's echot, it's all one, it's this oneness, this perfection.